love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I guess I'm no longer surprised. The mailbox is full. I am guessing it may never return. I did send my postcard to Julia today, and it was kind of interesting because I didn't have a stamp. So I went to the post office first, and I think it got out in time because I was back by 1 o'clock or so. But either way, it'll go out tomorrow. So, you know, and it'll come back next week. But one of the things about the postcard to Julia, you have again turned silent. If you ever want to reach out to your dad, my arms are open to you and your kids. I love you, Dad. So because she opened the door to meet, we were making arrangements to meet. She brought up the fact that she had a boyfriend, and I mentioned that's an issue, and she went silent. You know, I don't know anything. She's the, of all my kids, she's the only one I've actually physically met in the last several years. But that was 6, 7, 8 years ago, whatever it was, where I met. Yeah, because it was before the birth of Charlotte. So I haven't seen my girl in a while. I haven't seen my kids in a while. But she's the only one I've seen since my wife abandoned me. And now she's silent again, too. So that obviously does bother me. Just a quick note, I did check again. The attack on Kozlowski.org has continued. So it's now a lot. It continues at roughly the same rate. So why this is happening, I don't know. But the because I needed stamps, I went to the post office, and then, you know, obviously, man needs his bananas. So I took the hike down the Greenway to Publix, stick the bananas, and then to the farmer's market. So two things occurred. One is the hike from the post office to down the Greenway was a good most of the Greenway. So at least 3 miles. And it, you know, so 45 minutes at least of time to think. And so I was thinking through, one of the things I'm concerned about is tomorrow, because tomorrow is when I'm supposed to pick up my cards. Those cards, you know, I've thought it through, and I think that's the simple explanation for Shofar Leaks: protecting the whistleblower, freeing the sex slave, facilitating reconciliation. And it's kind of like, if you think about it, it's kind of like, oh. And the thing that really got to me, as I mentioned yesterday or so, it's okay, now I have the cards, and the objective is to find someone to act with me. But if I instead find somebody in need, that's really got to me. I mean, that has really got to me. But so I should pick up the cards tomorrow. But you know, the issue is I'm looking for people. And I found it an interesting irony. At the farmer's market, I met a new guy. And they're marketing. He was actually, because I got there late, so he was about to drive out. But we had a pleasant conversation. Younger guy, but, you know, married with kid. And we talked about it because he's recently moved to Benton from Hawaii. He was there for 7 years. He was a chef. And now is And he's trying to start his own business and seems to be not completely clear on what to do. And, you know, in our conversation, I mentioned this weekly fig organization that was out of Chattanooga that did basically what I was striving to do with Shofar City many years ago. They had a slightly different model, and the state shut them down. And of course, the model that I'm proposing is a bit more impervious to the state. And the thing that I found fascinating is we talked about it. I mentioned a weekly fig. I mentioned the state shutdown. And I said, the only reason it hasn't, because I haven't found somebody yet motivated to drive the project. And I saw the expression in his face. And it's kind of like, see, you know, and of course, in my mind, I don't know if it'll go anywhere. But it was a reminder, because so many things are suddenly falling in place. The cards tomorrow, for example. The events that may transpire Saturday as I go to a church gathering. And of course, I would have cards in hand by that time too. And what happens if suddenly a door opens? That's what I want. Because again, it was last Saturday where I talked with a lady that if I had the card in hand, it may have got to some people. It may have got to the right people. So it's an issue. It's definitely on my mind, and I'm hopeful. And I wondered about it because when I got back, you know, I did 8 miles. And I felt a little fatigued. I think that what amplifies the fatigue is I did about roughly 6 miles. And then I stopped for over a half hour in dialogue at the farmer's market. And then start again. It's that stop and start that really gets to me. You know, because if I did 8 miles to, you know, half marathon continuous, when I do that, I typically don't have a problem. It's the stopping and starting again. It's kind of like, but usually after a half mile or so, I'm back up to speed. It wasn't as strong today, and I don't know why. Although I did come home, made a smoothie, did jumping jacks, so, you know, I'm okay. But then I finally got to work. And there was a couple issues, and I said, you know, I'm not seeing how this particular part is working. I need to... I put some diagnostics in a long time ago, and they're not working right. And there's some complexity in part of it. That complexity is a problem. And suddenly, those things disappeared. It's kind of like, oh, well, that was obvious. And what that gives me is yet one more thing that it's not complete, but I got the beginning of it in, and maybe it should be, you know, a good part of it's there. If that's more functional, it's kind of thing like tomorrow or even Saturday, I could show it to somebody. Look, here's another particular aspect of it. This is why Shofar Nexus is simple. Simple and consistent. And, you know, just another thing like that. So all these things happened together. Because, you know, when I see a refinement engineering, it brings me joy. It's like finding an insight on the scripture. It brings me joy. And then the interaction today, which, you know, I suspect that there's little to come of this, but the fact it happened, because things like this haven't happened in a while, and then suddenly all these things are coming together again. Maybe. Maybe. I'm not giving up. Maybe these things come together. Maybe I'll get to see some of my family one day soon. Maybe there'll be some reconciliation with somebody. You know, again, Protecting the whistleblower, freeing the sex slave, facilitating reconciliation. Protecting the whistleblower. Why is that a fundamental issue? Again, I'm a repeat offender. And it's interesting because I see the image behind, because as a reminder on this, when I was eating, I watched the modern day slavery video again, just as a reminder to make sure that I have it in my mind to prepare for interactions in perhaps the coming days. And one of the things I noticed is that at the end, when the immigrant stops, there's all the pictures on the wall, except, you know, this one in particular, you can't see because my head's in the way. The camera was slightly different angle. That's my Susanna on the day I had the date with her. And because I was thinking about it, because you can mostly see or partially see this picture, the collateral murder picture, and you can clearly see this one, which, again, these two girls are basically the same age. And it was a reminder. Because it's protecting the whistleblower. In my case, you know, around this events, you know, not minor, a few million dollars of wasted money, but, you know, taxpayer money, who cares? But it was, you know, it was at the day this event occurred, and there was a major whistleblower who was tortured. So it's not a minor issue, and it's not an over there issue. Freeing the sex slave is, you know, as I point out, it's my maturing from as pro-life activist. It brought me into the black white issue, and it brought me into the slavery issue. But, you know, my issue on that has been more on other things. And then it wasn't that it's, well, why take a sudden interest? It's right there in your lap. You know, suddenly I've had some interactions with an organization who does the post stuff, not the stuff I would do, but the post stuff, the recovery aspect. And then have interactions with multiple people, one which, again, I claim as basically an 80% fit. And it's kind of like, why is this thing suddenly coming to me? You know, and the facilitating reconciliation, obviously I'm striving for that for myself. The analogy I've used, you know, because it's clearly very helpful for what's going on in Ukraine now, especially as I mentioned yesterday, those who are seeking revenge, I want to seek reconciliation. And, you know, revenge goes to the mass, reconciliation's a few. And I think these things are possible. And I need someone else to be the face of it. When I go back to this farmer's market, you know, interesting irony, walking the farmer's, the greenway, a gentleman comes riding on the bike. And I've met him several times riding his bike on the greenway. We typically say hi because several times he grows blueberries, and I bought blueberries from him at the farmer's market more than once. It's the kind of thing where he has a bunch. He does it, you know, a couple times, and that's it. And so I saw him again today, and it's a reminder. I'll probably see him in a month or two at the farmer's market, selling his blueberries. So it's suddenly all these people are coming back together. And again, a lot of this was shown. Is the Lord just simply offering encouragement? Maybe. You know, because I see hope. I also understand. It may never happen. I'm, you know, we're comfortably into June, and I'm going to have trouble in July if things don't change. It's a concern. Because I should be fine. You know, I've got rent paid through July, but I don't have food money for July. The irony is, a lot of people who I get food from say, especially I remember once the one gentleman said, "You will not starve at the farmer's market." And it's kind of like, I feel loved. But I'm coming down to the edge again. But maybe things are coming together. And the fear I have that really is, you know, besides the monetary stuff, besides my own personal family stuff, it's like when I saw that lady at Publix almost a week ago. It was a reminder. In her case, she's active ministry-wise. But it was a reminder. If I have that card in hand, and somebody sees that and says, "I know nothing about ministry or anything like that stuff." But especially when they would say, "I am a sex slave." You know, again, that's not... Yeah, it's big cities, it's foreign countries and whatnot, but it's Cleveland, Tennessee also. It scares me. I'm not prepared. I need allies. Maybe the Lord gave a hint. The allies are coming. I pray so. My lady, my wife... I'm not playing an easy game. I'm stumbling, making a lot of mistakes along the way. But you see, I think that's, again, what is the point of being a follower of Christ? When you know, okay, what is sin? Missing the mark. What is obedience to Christ? Going to that mark. What is the mark? Christ. So we, you know, and it's the study we did on trespasses and sins. You'll see them. And, you know, we looked into that because apparently when you look at the word, the sin is missing the mark. You have a particular goal you're striving for and you miss. And I forget the definition. The trespasses. I don't have. I won't. Is coming near. So it's not like you missed, but you got near. And okay, I can be corrected. If I'm going in the direction of Christ and I miss a little bit, I got near. He can draw me in closer. Whereas if I completely miss, I really wonder. The analogy in my mind right now is, you know, you have a course, on a map. You have to go. You want to go straight north, and if you're going off by 10 degrees, you're going to miss, but you're going to get close. Versus you're heading east, you're missing completely. So I'm wondering if the trespasses is you're missing by 10 degrees versus, you know, you're heading east, you're missing by, you know, 90 degrees, or you're heading south, you're going the other direction. Maybe. It's something to study some more. And I think the goal, the maturing, is to say, okay, I'm missing by 10 degrees. Lord, bring me to 9. Bring me to 8, because I know I'll never get exact. But I want to get closer. Why? Because the passion, the desire, the irresistible grace, dare I use that? I want to know my Lord, my Creator. I don't want to sin. I want to go toward the mark. I want to go to Him. Anyway, I think that's close. We're trying to work in that. So many other things. My lady, my wife. And I'm also trying to reconcile my family. I love you and I want you back.